Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Virgin Mary gives birth. The baby, a boy, paint the walls blue by blue onesies and blue blankets too. By a baseball and a bat. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. So he's born. So what? Maybe you don't know. Lots of women have children. Lots of women have given birth. So what's the big deal? Set apart that whole virgin part. What's the big deal? Well, I'm glad you asked. And I'm delighted to give you the answer. After all, it's huge. Heaven breaks wide open, and lo and behold, straight from heaven to earth, out pops a preacher. An angel of the Lord appeared. Angels usually preach. They're messengers. That's one of the things that they do best. The angel sermon, it tells you what the birth of Mary's son means. Now you better pay attention to this angelic sermon. Now is not the time to fall asleep or daydream. Now is not the time to make your Christmas list or check it twice. Don't do that, I beg you. Hear the angel's sermon. It's gospel, good news. He preaches the meaning of the tiny baby's birth. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, the angel begins. And then he gets right to it. Waste no time. He gives the clincher. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Did you catch it? We weren't nodding off already, were you? The angelic sermon preaches the baby as the Savior. The long-expected Messiah in Hebrew, Christ in Greek, has come. The one who sets us free. Because of the original sin of our first parents, we were slaves. We had lost the right to be children of God and heirs of heaven. Sin and death held us in bondage. Jesus sets us free. Free by paying the price of his own blood shed upon the cross. Through his obedience and suffering, he brought us back to God, to God's grace and life. We say he made atonement for our sin. In other words, he made us at one with God again. He repaired our friendship with God, our relationship with God. Jesus saves you. He's the Savior from your sins, from death, from the devil, from hell. Jesus saves. The angelic sermon preaches the baby as the Savior. But not just a generic Savior, but the Savior for you. Jesus is born. Baby Jesus is born for you. For you and you and each and every one of you. The baby is born. That's what he does. It's his specialty, his uniqueness, his gift to you. And only he can do it because this baby is God in the flesh for you. Christmas isn't just a historical trivia fact that comes in handy during Jeopardy or some trivia challenge. Christmas isn't just an example of righteous living, which is used to teach righteous living. So why did God record the Christmas history for us? The angel does not simply say, Christ is born, but to you, Christ is born. And neither does he say, I bring glad tidings, but to you, I bring glad tidings of great joy. The Christmas history wasn't written only to inform. The Christmas history was written to inspire faith. The Holy Spirit recorded these words through Luke so that you might trust that Christ did all of his saving work for you. Look back at the meaning of the three articles of the Apostles' Creed, and you'll see the same thing. You are the reason for the season. Jesus, the Son of God, is born in a lowly, stinking stable for your salvation. And maybe you've heard, Jesus is the reason for the season, and that isn't bad. After all, we tend to make Christmas about anything other than Jesus, snowmen, reindeer, Santa, cookies, presents, bells. But at the end of the day, Jesus didn't come for himself. He came for you. Believing that Jesus is your Savior, the Savior born for you, that's spelled F-A-I-T-H. The shepherds believed him to be the Savior, and so did Mary. After all, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And so will you. Today you heard again the Christmas story, and you will hear it again next week and the next. And each time you hear it, the gospel brings you good news of great joy for you. The Savior Jesus, the Christ, has been born. God is at peace with you. God is pleased with you. All because the baby born in Bethlehem and the crucified of Calvary, all because of Jesus. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.